三人七。
Traditionally, HM Treasury, along with the Bank of England, has been responsible for deciding all aspects of the UK's economic and financial policy. Following the 1997 election, in which the Labour Party came to power, the macroeconomic policy framework has been reformed. The aim of this reform is to help provide a framework for improved macroeconomic stability and economic growth.I would like to explain the key features of the UK economic policy framework, identify the key institutions, their leaders, and their main responsibilities. There are three main institutions. The first is HM Treasury, which is responsible for the overall economic framework and for fiscal policy in particular. It is led by the Chancellor, Gordon Brown, who is an elected politician.He is supported by four junior ministers with specific responsibilities who are also elected politicians. The ministers receive advice from three main sources: civil servants, political advisers, and for some specific projects, business leaders also prepare advice. Fiscal policy is decided through two main processes: the budget and the spending review process.The budget is presented each spring to Parliament. It sets out tax policy for the year. Since 1997, there has also been a pre-budget report. This explains progress and suggests some ideas for discussion. Later, in the spring budget, a decision is made. Spending policy is decided every 3 years. There are two main elements of spending policy. Both are decided at the same time.One, the amount of money which each department receives, and two, using this money, targets each department will achieve. For example, for the education department, a target for how many children pass exams. The second main institution is the Bank of England. It is led by someone non-political, at the moment, Eddie George. In 1997, it was given full independence to set interest rates.A committee, which includes a Treasury civil servant, makes the decision. The level of interest rates is set in order to achieve a certain rate of inflation. This target rate is decided by the Chancellor. Therefore, although the bank can decide the level of interest rates without any interference,The macroeconomic position is guided by an elected politician who is responsible to the country. The bank also deals in the foreign exchange market. Finally, the Financial Services Authority is responsible for monitoring and regulating the financial services industry. It has four main aims. One, maintaining confidence in the UK financial system.They supervise stock exchanges. Two, promoting public understanding of the financial system. They help consumers to become informed consumers so that they can manage their financial affairs more effectively. Three, securing the right degree of protection for consumers. They monitor how firms and individuals are meeting standards. Where serious problems arise, they investigate and, if appropriate,discipline or prosecute those that have violated rules. Four, helping to reduce financial crime. Their work focuses on three main types of financial crime: money laundering, fraud, and criminal market misconduct, such as insider dealing.
单元八。
首先，欢迎各位参加我们今天的介绍会。大家知道，中国已经正式成为世界贸易组织成员。按照签署协议的承诺，中国将逐步开放电讯基础业务和增值业务市场，允许外资在中国直接投资并建立合资企业。 国的电讯市场前景无量，但是国内手机市场的规模就不低于1500亿元人民币。可以预测，仅电讯业务、电讯基础网络和用户设备三项，到2005年至少有价值1.5万亿元人民币的市场需求。市场的巨大增长潜力可以从多方面来看。第一，电讯用户数量还在不断增加，每年都需要为新增用户提供大量用户设备。不仅如此，原有用户的设备也需要更新换代。用户规模的扩张又要求网络等基础设施的规模不断扩大、更新、改进，从而带动对网络设备的需求以及与网络设施相关的工程建设。其二是，由于电讯领域利润丰厚，一些非电讯业务公司也在跃跃欲试，希望进入电话市场。一些经营增值业务的企业、电脑网络公司更希望进入基础电讯领域经营。电讯市场进一步开放，会给这些公司创造机会，这将迅速成为外资投资的新领域。其三是，电讯技术发展迅速，新技术、新设备不断出现，国际电讯制造业都看好中国素质较高而且价格低廉的劳动力。国内在电讯用户设备和网络设备方面的制造优势正逐渐显现。随着电讯和网络设施不断进步更新，电讯制造业商机勃勃。其次，经过多次改革，已经形成由中国联通、中国铁通、中国电信、中国网通、中国移动和中国卫星等六家企业为主体的电讯新格局。这六家企业都急需扩大自身实力，争取外资的愿望十分强烈，成为外资打入中国市场的一条捷径。中国电讯业在过去十几年中已经积累起了巨额资产，而且盈利丰厚，可以为外国资本提供足够的合资机会。到2005年，中国电讯基础网络设施的投资每年都会超过2500亿元人民币，其中不仅包括新设备、新设施的投资，还包括现有设备的维护和修理等的投资。当然，中国电讯市场的开放是分阶段的，但是限制会越来越少。很多人已经把中国电讯市场比喻成吸引外资投放的金矿。过去十年间，外商在中国电讯市场上的投入已获得丰厚的回报，因此我希望各位不要再犹豫，否则市场完全开放了，好机会就可能已经被人家先抢走了。
单元九。
Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I welcome you tonight to this magnificent castle. We warmly welcome you and your distinguished delegation to Wales. Wales is a small country compared with China. However, the Welsh people have made a significant contribution to the development of the United Kingdom and to the part the UK has played throughout the world.Welsh companies make an important contribution to the United Kingdom economy. Some are represented here this evening, many already trade with China. Many more would like to do so. This is one aspect of the growing relationship between our two countries. China is a focal point for trade and investment from Wales. Wales's exports to China are valued at over £250 million. It's good, but not good enough.I would encourage Welsh companies to do better. would also ask you, Mr. Chairman, to help increase the awareness of Wales among Chinese companies, particularly among Chinese companies that are considering their first move into Europe. For many years, Wales has been one of the most popular destinations for foreign investment in Europe. Investors in Wales have brought over £12 billion into the country and continue to reinvest once established. Investors are not limited to the US and Europe. Many companies from the Far East have chosen to establish their European operations here. Our Welsh Development Agency has set up an office in China. It demonstrates our commitment to your country. Meanwhile, Welsh companies are increasingly focused on outward investment and establishing joint ventures with partners in China. China's accession to the World Trade Organization will present new opportunities for both our economies. Developing special relationships with China is something to which we attach great importance, not only through trade, but in other areas such as science, education, and justice. Recently, the Welsh Science Mission visited China. The visit raised Wales's profile with the Chinese scientific community. It also established an exchange scheme in which Welsh scientists will benefit. The warm reception the delegation received in China was a clear signal of the highly productive relationship which Wales and China have developed. During the visit, we signed a memorandum of understanding with our Chinese counterparts in the scientific community. This will encourage and facilitate greater scientific cooperation between China and Wales. I understand that tomorrow morning there will be several working group meetings to explore other areas of common interest. I look forward to receiving their report in due course. Mr. Chairman, as you are aware, there has been contact at ministerial level. Not long ago, we were delighted to receive a visit from His Excellency Mr. Wen Jiabao. As you know already, his visit was a great success. In return, our Deputy First Minister has just accepted a generous invitation to lead a delegation to China later this year. They will be visiting Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou. They are looking forward to the visit. These visits are clear signals of the highly productive relationship which Wales and China have developed. Judging by the crowd that have gathered here tonight, I am very confident that the relationship will continue to grow. Thank you for taking the time to include a visit to Wales in your busy and demanding program. We are honored by your presence here this evening and would ask you to take back with you the warmest good wishes from the people of Wales and the United Kingdom. May I now propose a toast?
现在我介绍一下中国农业几方面的现状。种植业这方面结构调整的幅度较大，优质农产品生产发展迅速，订单农业成为新增长点。农业立法执法进一步加强，抗灾保丰收成效显著，我们基本上实现了种植业发展的计划目标。林业，中国政府对林业高度重视，造林绿化稳步推进，林业经济持续增长。2002年，全国林业总产值约3900亿元，林业资源的管理与保护成效显著，林业投资大幅度增加。2002年，林业投资170.57亿元。渔业，中国渔业经济保持平衡发展态势，全国水产品总产量为4279万吨，产值2807.7亿元，水产养殖快速发展，渔业法律法规体系建设取得重大突破，出口势头强劲， 国际合作进一步加强。畜牧业生产继续保持稳定增长，2002年肉类总产量6523.4万吨，奶类总产量998.1万吨，饲料总产量7800万吨。畜牧业加大了内部结构调整力度，草原生态建设全面展开，畜牧管理部门机构改革对行业发展起了极为重要的作用。农业机械化继续保持高速度、高质量的发展态势，为农业和农村经济发展做出积极贡献。联合收割机作业进一步发展，农业机械化技术的推广工作卓有成效。我们吸收和借鉴国外先进技术和管理经验，进一步扩大了对外交流与合作。农田水利基本建设2002年投入73亿个公日，投入资金518亿元，确立了全国20个大型灌区作为改革试点单位，全国共投入农村饮水工程建设资金20多亿元，解决近900万人的饮水困难问题。我们在农业生态环境保护和可再生能源建设方面取得了很大成就，生态农业示范县的建设、生态家园计划取得了明显的经济效益、生态效益和社会效益。我们把生态农业建设与农业结构调整结合起来，把中国生态农业建设推进到一个新的阶段。在国内外市场竞争越来越激烈的情况下，乡镇企业以改革为动力，继续保持了健康的发展势头。全国乡镇企业总数达到2500万家，从业人员1亿3000万人，乡镇企业实缴税金高达2000多亿元，是中国农村经济中的一支生力军。
单元十一。
Welcome to Pfizer, the world's largest, most valuable, and fastest-growing pharmaceutical company. Ours is a noble purpose: to help realize humanity's quest for longer, healthier, happier lives. Our mission is to become the world's most valued company in serving patients, customers, colleagues, investors, business partners, and the communities where we work and live.We now employ 90,000 people worldwide, turning well over $30 billion a year, spending more than $5 billion a year on research and development. Our products are available in more than 150 countries. 1849, when Charles Pfizer and Company opened as a fine chemicals business.It was a modest red brick building in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn, New York. It served as office, laboratory, factory, and warehouse. The company's first product was Santonin, a palatable antiparasitic, which was an immediate success. For the past 154 years, Pfizer has been discovering, developing, manufacturing, and marketing leading prescription medicines.For humans and animals, and many of the world's best-known consumer brands. 3 pillars: a broad portfolio of human pharmaceuticals meeting essential medical needs, a wide range of consumer products aimed at self-care and well-being, and health products for livestock and companion animals. Research and development is the lifeblood of our business.To continue our heritage of innovation, we support the world's largest privately funded biomedical research organization, engaging 12,000 scientists and other research colleagues worldwide. 100 new medicines in various stages of development, and are working on dozens of new uses for our current medicines. Our targets include many of humanity's most feared illnesses, including cardiovascular disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, cancer, HIV/AIDS, depression, and schizophrenia. Pfizer is also a leader in contributing to the development of communities where we live and work. We have pioneered numerous initiatives to improve access to medicines, including the International Trachoma Initiative, aimed at the world's greatest cause of preventable blindness, and the Diflucan Partnership, aimed at HIV/AIDS patients in developing nations. Through the Pfizer Foundation, we are building with our partners an advanced infectious disease treatment and medical education center in Kampala, Uganda. In the United States, we sponsor the Pfizer for Living Share Card, a program that provides eligible low-income Medicare recipients without prescription drug coverage the opportunity to purchase a 30-day supply of Pfizer medicines for $15 per prescription. A career with Pfizer is one of the most rewarding choices you can make. Pfizer has been recognized as one of the nation's best employers and most admired companies. We seek talented people from a broad array of disciplines and prize diversity of thought and experience. Our company is thoroughly grounded in our values. They begin with a prized personal and organizational quality, integrity, and end with a shared concern for community. Our values include leadership, innovation, performance, teamwork, customer focus, and respect for people. These values guide every decision we make, everywhere we make them. As you can sense by now, these are exciting times for our company. We demand of ourselves and others the highest ethical standards, and our products and processes will be of the highest quality. We are deeply committed to meeting the needs of our customers, and we constantly focus on customer satisfaction. We play an active role in making every country and community in which we operate a better place to live and work. I hope you will enjoy your visit for the rest of the day. Thank you.
单元十二。女士们、先生们，我很高兴来到美丽的德国城市汉诺威。 参加著名的汉诺威工业博览会，并就能源市场开放和中德能源合作问题发表演讲。首先，我代表中国政府有关部门对邀请我参加今天的论坛表示衷心的感谢。 改革开放20多年来，中国经济持续快速增长。 国内生产总值以年均 9.5% 的速度递增，进出口贸易额增长了 12.4 倍。2001年，面对世界经济和贸易增长大幅下滑的严峻局面，我国坚持扩大内需的方针，实施积极的财政政策和稳健的货币政策，继续深化改革，调整结构，成绩显著。 国内生产总值比2000年增长了 7.3%， 外贸进出口总额突破 5000亿美元， 增长 7.5%。 今年一季度，我国工业增加值完成 6494亿元， 同比增长 10.9%， 为实现今年国内生产总值增长 7% 左右的预期目标奠定了基础。 能源是国民经济和社会发展的重要基础和保证。中国是世界上最大的能源生产国和消费国之一。为缓解经济快速增长和能源供给之间的矛盾，多年来，中国政府在能源投资、开发利用、 价格、信贷等方面制定了一系列鼓励政策。经过长期不懈的努力，到20世纪90年代末，中国能源供需的总体形势发生了重大变化，能源总量短缺的局面基本结束。到2000年，全国能源生产总量达到10.9亿吨标准煤。主要能源煤炭原油产量和发电量分别居世界第二位、第五位和第二位，能源产业成为拉动和保证中国经济增长的重要力量。在能源生产总量持续快速增长的同时，我国积极推进经济结构调整，加大技术开发力度，加强资源节约与综合利用，单位能耗不断下降。1995年到2000年，我国每万元国内生产总值能耗由3.97吨标准煤下降到2.77吨标准煤，累计节约和少用能源达4.1亿标准煤，既降低了企业生产成本，又促进了环境保护。随着中国对外开放的不断扩大，中国能源市场对外开放的步伐也逐步加快。外商投资涉及电力、煤炭、油气等主要能源领域，电力行业外商投资总额累计已超过170亿美元。与此同时，中国煤炭出口也不断增加。2001年，煤炭出口8590万吨，比2000年增加46%，跃升为世界第二煤炭出口大国。